It's always nice to see you complete a pass to Michael Crabtree, and we'll get to that, your relationship. But I want to get to something that you say often, and it's whether good or bad, you'll always be the same. How important is it for you to have that mentality, no matter what kind of game you're coming off of or going into, just staying even keeled?
No, it's huge, you know, and it kind of just goes with, you know, how I was raised. It also goes with the advice my brother's always given me. You know, you're going to be praised a lot. You're going to be criticized a lot. Ignore both because neither matter. And it really doesn't matter to me. You know, a lot of good things have been said. Also some bad things, you know, through my 2 years. But none of that stuff matters to me because all I care about is helping my teammates grow and, you know, helping this organization win.
There's the advice that you can get from your family and from your older brother. But there's also something within you, seeing your progression this sophomore season. How have you felt week to week in terms of your growth?
Oh man, you know, numbers aside, all those things aside, just, you know, learning the game and growing as a quarterback, growing as a leader, growing as a teammate. I've seen the growth and I've seen the game slow down, which was huge to me. Something that, you know, Seawood always told me would happen, you know, in your second year, how much the game slows down. And he said every year after that, you'll just see it slow down more and more. Being able to process things before they even happen, you know, which has begun to happen this year for me. So hopefully it'll continue to go that way. I know I'm going to work my tail off to make sure I can get better next year, you know, from this year.
So what are you going to focus on specifically? I know that you're welcoming a new baby in 2016, yeah. So a new set of challenges,
yes,
with two kids. But just looking at your game and what you're really hoping to accomplish once you can sit down, relax, and really review.
Yeah, you know, I'll go back and I'll watch all the games again. And, you know, I'll see throws that I missed or decisions that I made. You know, stuff that probably won't even stick out, you know, if I was to sit down with, you know, anybody and just watch it. But stuff that I know could help our team win, you know, whether it's a run check or, you know, bringing the receiver down to block a safety, anything that I can do to help my game and to help it be more efficient, help our team move the ball and win games. I'm going to look at it, and I'm the most critical on myself when it comes to that because I know myself and I know what I'm doing out there. So, you know, I'll pick those things apart and try and come back next year a lot better.
Let's talk about those receivers. An arsenal of weapons, really. We can go down the list. We start with Amari Cooper, mm-hmm, and the connection that you seem to have instantly with him. Mm-hmm. How nice has it been to have a young talent in Amari and looking towards the future?
Yeah, it's really cool, you know, because we're both, you know, so young, you know, especially in this game. He's a lot younger than I am. You know, it's crazy to think that he's only 3 years out of high school. You know,
that is,
you know,
crazy.
When you put it that way, it's just like, it's unbelievable the things that he's done. You know, the instant connection that we had just came from hard work. We spent time together. We talked over routes. We talked over techniques of DBs. You know, we were talking about the DBs we're playing before the season even started. I told him what I've seen in them and what he'll see in them, you know, upcoming. And, you know, the more that we've done that, we're growing. But there's so much more potential out there for us. You know, there's so much more that we want also. You know, what we did this year was pretty cool and special and all that, but there's so much more that we want to do.
Part of that growth is Michael Crabtree. Someone once said he has the best hands in the game. You helped him realize that. It was nice to see his growth this season. Having Crabtree out there, how does it feel knowing that most of the time when you send the ball to him, he's going to bring down that grab?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been really impressive. You know, my brother told me from being his teammate in San Francisco, I mean, he said he has the best hands in the NFL. And I was like, all right, man, you know, you know, you hear people say that all the time. And then when he got here, I was like, okay, absolutely. I mean, and walkthroughs. He catches things one-handed just because it's boring to him. Watching him this year and, you know, trusting in him and building our relationship also has been so awesome. You know, he's become a really good friend, you know, off the field, which is, you know, something that I take pride in is, you know, making sure that my receivers and myself, we have a great relationship because that carries over to the football field.
Yeah, a mutual respect there. A pleasant surprise for us has been Seth Roberts. I mean, you have Roberts, you have your tight ends, I mean, even your ground game, but looking at a guy like Seth who really earned that job.
Yeah, I always said Disney should make a movie about him. You know, one of these times I'm going to say it enough to where they will. The guy started out, you know, undrafted free agent, you know, was here with me. And I just remember, you know, throwing the first day with him and some other guys, and it just didn't look too pretty. You know, I'll never forget that day. We were out there with Coach Olson and, you know, with Coach Flip, and it just, we were just like, oh, man, you know, we'll see, you know. And he continued to grow, and he continued to grow, and he made the practice squad. Then he continued to get better, and he would make these highlight catches in practice. It was to the point where we looked forward to watching him in practice. We just wanted to watch the defense go so we could watch him run routes and catch the ball. And now he's catching game-winning touchdowns. You know, I think he has two or three this year. He had the big one, obviously, against San Diego where the ball tipped up, and he flipped around and caught it and then drug everybody.
Exactly.
You know, it's unbelievable, you know, the things that he's done.
How about the unsung heroes, your offensive line? I know you bought them some shiny new gifts to say your thanks. I'm sure that your wife was saying thank you as well for keeping my husband upright. Yeah. But just what they've done and helping you do your job.
Oh, I can't say thank you enough to them. I tell them all I love them every single day. It doesn't matter if I get hit, you know, 8 times or, you know, 0. To me, I love those guys because they fight their tails off for me. You know, I told them I don't really get mad at the holding calls on pass plays because I know all they're trying to do is not let me get hit. You know, so I'm just so thankful for those guys. And that was just a way my wife and I could say just a little bit of thanks to them, you know, make them feel good because they don't get any credit, man. So, you know, that was just a way for us to say thanks.
Just part of the job. You have a similar mindset to your new head coach in Jack Del Rio, where you guys look at it each week and you really need to wipe the slate clean. Mm-hmm. How nice has it been to have a coach that has a similar mindset? And it's not just him, it's the entire staff.
Oh, it helps so much. You know, Coach and I have a weekly meeting, you know, every Thursday morning. And, you know, we talk about, you know, first thing he comes in and says, how's life? How's your family? You know, he wants to check on that first and foremost. And we'll spend, you know, a lot of time, you know, really then, you know, talking about family, you know, both of us. But, you know, but we both have the same mindset. We both have the same goals. We both have the same dreams that we want to do here in Oakland. And, you know, every Thursday, doesn't matter what happened last week, we move forward onto the next opponent because, you know, that's the only thing that matters at that moment, good, bad, or ugly. And, you know, as long as him and I can continue to grow together, which I know we will, having a close relationship with him has been so cool with me. You know, just being able to text with him back and forth some nights, you know, it's been awesome to have him.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your relationship with Khalil. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, and I said to him, what do you say to Derek when he has a bad game? And he said, you know what? We don't say anything. It's just a look that I give him or he gives me, and sometimes you don't need words. How nice is it to have a friend on the other side of the ball that gets you?
Oh, it's so awesome. You know, and him and I, we've just, our relationship, we've gotten really close. And, you know, from when we first got here to where we are now, it's true though. Whether it's you know, whether I threw a pick or he missed a tackle or anything like that, we just look at each other and we just both nod. It's just, it's crazy, man. You know, the relationship that we have, we just both know. No matter what though happens in a game, I wouldn't want anyone else on the other side of the ball.
Because I have you here on our final show, what is your message to Raider Nation? Because you've put on a show for them this season. A lot of hope for the future, no matter where you guys are located.
Oh man, I would just say thank you. You know, for sticking behind me ever since my rookie year. You know, we know that there's going to be hard times. We know that there's going to be some bumps in the road because I'm young and dumb sometimes. But, you know, I just say thank you because they've been so loyal. You know, whether my wife and I are out to eat or, you know, whether we're at the mall or something, you know, people come up all the time and they're just so excited for the future. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. It's just a true blessing because I wouldn't want to be anywhere but here.
Okay, quick 5 questions. This interview wouldn't be complete without it. The last movie that you saw or your favorite movie of all time, and I know you have a little one, so it could be maybe a Christmas cartoon.
We just saw recently War Room, which was awesome.
I don't know that one. Who's in it?
What's his name? I forget the people's names, but War Room. We just saw it, my wife and I. A couple of my teammates saw it.
In theaters.
Okay. They told us to go see it. We went and saw it, and it's like a life-changing. It was cool.
I don't get out much, so I'm going to have to get out to see that one.
Yeah.
We saw Charles play a little wide receiver. If you could play one position other than quarterback, what would it be?
Oh, I could definitely play receiver. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how people play defense and throw their shoulders in there and all that, but I could definitely play receiver.
I'm sure you played it growing up. You threw the ball to yourself up in the air, so you've got great hands. You like basketball.
Yeah.
So one-on-one, let's go Crabtree. Who wins?
I'd take it easy on him. You know, I want his confidence to be up. So I'd let him.
Okay.
I'd let him, you know, make a couple baskets, you know, so we stay friends.
Letting him win. I like that answer. If you had to let one rookie babysit, and it could be for 2 kids or we could just focus on one, your young son.
Yeah.
Which rookie is it going to be? I mean, there's diaper changing involved.
Yeah,
I
know. That's tough.
Bottle warming, keeping the baby happy. That's the biggest task.
I think, you know what? I think just as a leader, I'd let Coop do it, you know, so he could prepare himself for when that day comes. But I just don't know how much talking would go back and forth between the two.
Okay, if you had a dollar for every time someone called you David, what could you buy? What could you build?
I'd have more than I have now. man, you know, that answers it.
Happy New Year to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you
so much. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to watch.